Dear Journal, when I thought about throwing my first party, I knew exactly how I wanted it to go.
Well, the hottest place to be in Bluffington tonight is definitely Shea Funny, where Dougie D is pulling out all the stops for this, his first party of the season. Inside, the Beats are playing and, oh, wait a minute, is that... Yes, I think it is. It's Patty Mayonnaise. Let me see if I can get close enough to... Miss Mayonnaise, could we have a word?
Sure.
Rumors have been flying about you and Dougie D and your on-again, off-again courtship. Is tonight the night we'll see something definite?
Well, I hope so.
It's going to be hard to beat this soiree for sophistication and style. Now, back to reality.
Let's I was so excited. This was going to be the coolest, hippest... Huh?
Surprise, Doc!
Hey, son. Let's party!
That's me.
The cheese stands alone. Hi-ho, the Dario.
Okay, who wants to play a lightning round of pin the tail on the donkey?
Oh, man.
Skeet, you gotta help me. This party's going down in flames.
Hey, man, I know what we can do. I'll put on the new Beat CD I bought.
Oh, hey.
Oh, sorry. Great, good idea. This is awful. I'm just glad Patty couldn't make it.
Hey!
I thought you had practice.
It got canceled. Isn't that great? I didn't want to miss your first party.
Yeah, me neither. See? We've even got these great hats for you to wear.
No!
I wonder what's under the goofy hat.
Connie just got a bad haircut. She didn't even want to come at all.
Hey, Patty, we were just about to put on these great Beat CDs. Right, Doug?
Right.
This is the way we blow it up.
Hey, what is this?
What was that, Skeeter?
I guess my kid brother's been messing around with my CDs again.
Hey, funny. Great party. What's next, patty cake?
That's a good one, Roger.
Listen. I know a little game that could pull this thing right out of the dumper.
What's that?
Just a little test of nerves called Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare?
Yeah, they play it at all the really cool parties. But if you don't think you're man enough...
Hey, everybody. Who wants to play Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare?
Yeah, sure.
Truth or Dare? My parents say I'm not allowed to play that.
Well, like I said, it's not for kiddies. But anybody who's not too much of a baby to play a real game, come to the basement. Now! Okay, everybody takes a straw. Whoever gets the short straw goes first.
Whew.
Then they pick somebody and ask them, truth or dare? If you say truth, that means they get to ask you any question they want. And you gotta tell the truth. If you say dare, then you gotta do whatever they dare you to do. Then you get to pick somebody else. And that, ladies and losers, is truth or dare. Got it? Okay, who got the short straw?
That's me.
Then pick your victim, Willy boy, and let the fun begin.
Okay, Larry, truth or dare?
Truth. Yeah, truth.
Okay, you asked for it. Have you ever watched a film strip in the AV room at school without permission?
Well, there was this one time I was...
Hold it! Look, the game's no good if you play it like a bunch of preschoolers. Hokey jokey, do I have to do everything?
Okay. Okay, Larry, who do you have a crush on?
I guess I kind of like Baby.
Give me that punch?
Are you okay?
What happened?
Now that's more like it. All right, Larry, your turn to pick. Who's next in our little game?
Skeeter. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Better make it good, Larry.
Okay. I dare you to stand on your head in front of everyone.
Okay, sure.
Oh, that's really better.
In his underwear. Go on and say it. In his underwear. Okay, Valentine, that was the last lame-o dare I want to hear. Bunny here is trying to throw a decent party, and we don't want to let him down, right, people?
Right!
Okay. Patty, truth or dare?
Patty. Hello, lovers, and welcome to the Mush Connection. Today, our contestant is Doug Funny, and we're going to find out how his date with Patty Mayonnaise went. Okay, Patty, tell the truth. How was it?
Awful. First, he took me to a terrible movie. Then he tried to hold my hand. He thought he was so cool. Then when we got to my house, I could tell he wanted to kiss me, so I ran inside and slammed the door in his face. I wanted to puke.
So, would you ever go out with Mr. Lame-O again?
Never! Dare!
Okay, I dare you to...
kiss?
Kiss? I dare you to kiss Doug on the lips!
No! No! Anything but that!
Pucker up!
Never!
Here I come!
I dare you to kiss... to kiss a pork chop!
Oh, how lame can you get?
Roger!
Ooh, your turn now, Rog.
Dare! Give me your best shot!
Okay, Roger. I dare you to say something nice.
Nice?
About Doug.
Doug? Shut up! I guess he's... well, I guess he's...
What?
I said Funny's a really nice guy.
See, Roger? Was that so hard?
Yeah, it was. And now somebody's really gonna get it. In spades. Funny, truth or dare?
True?
Come on, truth or dare?
Truth.
Then the truth ray, by disabling the primary motor nervous drive shaft, renders the higher cerebral gearbox helpless, as I will now demonstrate. Ready, Funny?
Try your worst, Dr. Klotz.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Truth ray to full power.
I love Patty. I love the way her eyes light up when she laughs. I love the way the raindrops cling to her hair after a gentle summer's shower. I love every blade of grass she ever walked on.
Stop him! Somebody stop him! Don't listen to him! I hate you, Doug Funny!
No, it's true.
Dare. Okay, I dare you to kiss Patty Mayonnaise. Okay, Roger. Dare. Okay, Funny. I dare you to go upstairs and pull off Connie's hat in front of everyone so we can all see that stupid haircut she got.
Oh, gee, Roger, I don't think...
What's to think about? You gotta do it. Come on, what are we waiting for? We're moving this party of yours right out of the Pee Wee League and into the majors. Now get to it!
Those greasy pots.
Well, get moving!
Even better than usual, because the thing is, they were sitting next to the sweetie that I was going to have the sweetie, and then I thought, oh, hi, Doug. Nice party.
Thanks, Connie.
What's the matter, Bub?
I can't. I'm not gonna do it,
baby.
I think that's the most grown-up thing anyone's done all night. It was sweet not to do it, Doug.
Sweet not to do what?
Not to do this! Why don't you grow up, you big baby? Excuse me.
Oh, what's everybody staring at? Let's party!
After that, things loosened up and everybody started to have a good time. Maybe it wasn't the most sophisticated party in the history of Bluffington, but it sure was fun. I guess I don't think it's so cool to make fun of people. And to tell the truth, I don't think Roger will dare to play that game for a while.
Crying out loud.